Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we appreciate him taking time out on his busy holiday weekend. It is Dave Kallman. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Steve, glad to join you. You know, as long as we got the Indy 500 tomorrow. Oh, wait.
It would be. It certainly has been a different. You know, for me, I guess I've been keeping busy enough. It hasn't really kind of set in yet, and it's. I've been like I've been telling everybody. I'm trying to get as many projects done as I can. At least as I'm getting stuff done, you know, I'll feel better, and then we'll see how hot it is down there in August when we go down there. But it's going to be interesting to see. But I've been. I was over at some friend's house yesterday, and I said, you know, they were like, we usually go sit in the, in our garage and watch the race. And I said, well, you know what? You can watch pretty much all the races now on YouTube, the full, television coverage, dating back to 67 now. So I sent her some YouTube clips, and I said, keep yourself busy. So
there you go. Yeah, that's a good plan.
And, in about three or four weeks, we were going to have IndyCars at Road America, and that's been postponed, but we get to double our pleasure, don't we, in July with the IndyCar moving to the July 10th through 12th weekend at Road America.
I was trying to figure out what a doubleheader does to my double brat consumption. Seems like there's a correlation. I should get some more or something. I don't know. Yeah, that's,
we should call it, I got a name, the Colon Buster Twin IndyCar Grand Prix.
You're on to something. I hope my cardiologist is not listening. That was a surprise to me, I got to say. And I think, it came together in 5 days from conception through announcement, which is just mind-boggling when you think of what what all that entails. I mean, I know these are strange times, but guys put deals together a year ahead of time. This one was like, well, let's see. We could move things by 3 weeks and double the number of races. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it. What are you doing Thursday? It's crazy.
How much better is IndyCar off in this situation with having Roger Penske at the helm?
That's a really interesting question. Certainly, Roger commands that respect. I mean, he's earned respect over, 60 years or more, and that sure can't hurt. But we want to give credit to Roger, but I think you can't forget about his team. I mean, mm-hmm. Jay Frye knows what he's been doing. He's been making a lot of things work over the last couple of years since he got there and got a promotion, and he deserves a lot of credit. Mark Miles, no question about it, Roger is a leader. Roger surrounds himself with good people and lets them do their job. And so that was phenomenal. Would that have happened 5 years ago? Would that have happened 2 years ago? I think that's the implication here. I don't know. I don't know if they'd have been able to make that. I don't even know if they'd have been able to make it happen, much less make it happen in 5 days.
Right. Yeah, 5 years ago, I don't think so. Possibly 2 years ago, but I think it just shows the stability that IndyCar finally has at the top. And with Penske is just the as the just the cherry on top of the ice cream. You know, it's really and you see what Penske's able to do just with working with manufacturers. You know, he's had a racing program with pretty much every manufacturer that's been out there, dating all the way back to AMC in the early 70s, and he's able to move between them. The guy never burns bridges, and everybody's happy to work with him. And I think that it's just, you know, we were talking about it in a show a week or two ago, you know, how valuable, I mean, he's having him at the helm through all of this with the Indy 500. I mean, you know, it 6 months ago, if you would have said, you know, there's a chance that, you know, they might run the Indy 500 in August, you're like, oh, come on, you know, that'll never happen. And just all the changes that has occurred in this world over the last, you know, 60 to 90 days and is incredible. And having Penske in charge, I think, really is mind-boggling. And, you know, Mike Kirshner, too, you got to give kind of a tip of the hat from Road America, too. What did he talk to you about, that deal?
I mean, it is amazing. We started kind of by joking, and Mike and I talked for probably a good half hour, and there's a lot of good stuff to come just about the whole – the craziness of this season in general, all of the things that they've had to do at Road America to deal with this and deal with the shuffling and, you know, how do you do a race without fans and then how do you get ready when fans do come back. But we started with just joking about, you know, this is Mike's second season in this job. I think he's really glad this didn't happen a year ago. But he jokes about it, you know, calling George Brugenthes his predecessor and going, George, I've been looking through the desk and I'm not finding the manual on how to deal with the pandemic. So if you can point me to it, hey man, there's been no books written on this. Nobody knew what they were getting into. And that is the nice thing about Road America is it is a nimble group. They you know, it's a huge property. They do a ton of different things. So strange to them isn't quite as strange as it would be to other people, but clearly there's no guidebook for this, and you know, you got to make moves on the fly, and so far I'm really impressed with what they have been able to do, you know, as far as taking a motorcycle race and still having it to, because that helped the series, but then also having another one which helps them with the fans and their sponsors. Hey, that's a great way to deal with that. Being able to make a move like this with IndyCar, well, we'll see. I mean, there's going to be some people it's going to be hard on. But if you can still put a good crowd in there in July, get twice as much TV for all the partners, you know, all the people who have signage around the park, put a halfway decent crowd in there at a time when nobody knows what to do about sporting events and fans, that'll be mind-boggling. It'll be tremendous. And they've already had camping, so they got their feet wet a little bit on how to deal with that. They're still doing the 4 miles fitness thing, so they've got, you know, a couple hundred people or 100, 200 people spending a couple hours there walking around the track or riding their bikes. And so they're learning with every little step here. So they've been amazing. And, you know, Mike's leadership, it'll be fun to watch this year. That's for sure.
And what's on your schedule for the summer? I'm sure the fans are wondering, where do you plan on going next, or how does that work for you? Is it just kind of everything's penciled in, obviously, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the memo that I wrote in December and January and move that to trash and basically start over. I mean, we're going to do the bikes next weekend at Road America and kind of see what happens. I don't know. That might be really hard to cover. I don't know that we're going to have a lot of access. There's not going to be any fans there, but we'll do something. We'll make it work. You know, certainly Road America stays. The major Road America races stay on my schedule. You know, Slinger Nationals, that so far is in the same spot. Yeah, we'll adjust. I mean, I hope to get to Indy for the 500. Mm-hmm. Brickyard. That was never on my schedule, but who knows these days? You know, we're just there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to have to just kind of figure out on the fly.
Well, I think that Brickyard race will be really interesting, especially with the Xfinity on the road courses, and then you got the IndyCar, you know, IndyCar weekend too. When they announced it at the time, I said that's going to be a huge weekend. And now, you know, you have all these people that are so, you know, thirsty in Indiana looking for, you know, racing. I think that may be a huge event. It'll be interesting to see how they handle the crowd and how many they can put in there, how many want to come, how many,
right.
You know, it's going to be really interesting to see how that all works out.
Yeah, I can't imagine them being allowed to do anything anywhere near capacity. I don't know if the demand would be. I mean, it certainly hasn't been for the Brickyard lately. But what kind of limitations they'll have on crowd, how that'll, like you said, I mean, there is this pent-up desire now that makes that probably a little more enticing than it would on a normal year. But it's all weirdness. I mean, the funny thing about this conversation is I would love to tell you I knew what was going to happen, but I can't. And even if I did, and I told you that, we could have the same conversation next week, and I would have to tell you something entirely different, probably. You know, it's just, even, you know, even change changes all the time here.
And last final question, we're talking with Dave Coleman of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and my question is, are you going to be shooting birds, and not with a gun, but with a camera this weekend?
Well, I just happened to would be chasing a few warblers here, before we're doing this. I am coming to you live from Whitnall Park, so
okay.
Enjoying a great day out with my wife and you and a radio audience. So it's a great day for that. We may not have a 500, but we might as well make the most of the weekend, right?
Yes. I had some buddies over last week, and they're like, "Boy, you're like really into these birds." I said, "Yeah, why not? I mean, it's kind of cool. It's a weird thing. I'm on 2 acres, about almost 1 acre of it is heavily wooded, so it's great for birds. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of warblers out here in Big Bend and Vernon area, but a lot of orioles and catbirds and.
They're thick in here, and they're bright and colorful. And if we could put some numbers on them, you know, it would just look like normal.
How big of a lens are you shooting with that? 200 or 300 or?
600,
how long, I should
150
say.
To 600 zoom.
Oh, okay, all right.
So yes, I have a smart shoulder when it's all done.
Yeah, I believe it. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking time out, Dave, and looking forward to seeing you at the track later this summer.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.